Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, in the South Plainfield area, we had a little bit of snow this past Tuesday, and we may get some more next week, so we figured it was a good time to show a movie that's weather appropriate. Today we have The Abominable Snowman. Now, if my memory serves, this is going to be our first movie from Hammer Films, which was very successful in the 1950s and 60s, making gothic horror, suspense, and sci-fi movies. Now, it's based on a TV play made originally for the BBC. The author, Nigel Neal, also wrote the screenplay. Neal is best known for creating Britain's other favorite science fiction hero, Professor Quatermass. This movie's director, Val Guest, also worked on the movie versions of two of Neal's Quatermass stories, The Quatermass Experiment, released in the U.S. as The Creeping Unknown, and Quatermass 2, released in the U.S. as Enemy from Space. Now, for the cast of this movie, they brought in Peter Cushing, who played the lead in the original TV production. Now, remember, we previously saw him as the cinematic version of Doctor Who. Now, I've seen conflicting reports as to whether this was his first or second movie for Hammer. It was the second movie that was released. The first one in theaters was The Curse of Frankenstein, which was Cushing's breakthrough role as a leading actor, the first of the gothic Hammer horrors, and his first movie co-starring Christopher Lee. Cushing's co-star in this one is American actor Forrest Tucker, best known as Sergeant O'Rourke in F-Troop. Now, Tucker replaced actor Stanley Baker, who co-starred in the TV version. And Tucker was brought in as part of Hammer's distribution deal with U.S. producer Robert Lippert. In return for setting up the movie in the States, Hammer had to add an American actor to the cast. Now, this movie got good reviews, but didn't do as well at the box office as they had hoped. Now, I've read it theorized that it was either overshadowed by the blockbuster success of Curse of Frankenstein, or that it was a bit more cerebral and suspenseful than out-and-out horror, which people were expecting from Hammer by then. You can judge it for yourself, actually. Now, in addition to our main feature, we have a much less serious version of the search for the mythic creature. It's the Looney Tunes cartoon The Abominable Snow Rabbit, with Bugs and Daffy getting really lost on their way to Palm Springs. Now, once again, we'd really like to know what you think of these presentations. Please post your comments, good, bad, or indifferent, as well as your suggestions for future movies, on our Facebook page. Now, you can also email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. And don't forget, you can still access any of the movies we've previously shown. You'll find the links to those movies compiled on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's attraction, and that you don't overdo it with any shoveling this season. So, from Warner Brothers in 1961, here's The Abominable Snow Rabbit, and from Hammer Films, via Warner Brothers, in 1957, here's The Abominable Snowman. Thanks very much for stopping by.